Hey yo, this that shit you bob your head to. This that brand new instrumental. I heard he put his city on. That boy Kel so influential. Success got everybody hating. Success to me is inspiration. Cause how we supposed to know that what we dream is possible if don't nobody that looks like us makes it? You only got one life, don't waste it. I mean, we only got one night, get wasted. I mean, I know you tryna think it out, but go with what you feel, cause real problems can't be calculated. It's hard to find the answers when they have no explanation. It's hard to find where you're headed when there's no destination. It's hard to know when we going when there's no expiration. So until that day, just keep that Kells inside your playlist. Then. Drinking whiskey like a desperado. My bitch is drinking reposado. Ashing in an empty bottle. Listening to the sounds that put our asses in this empty condo. Remember riding around in Ashley's car though. When the radio first played our song though. Or at her house when MTV first showed my face. That clip was crazy, I swear it felt like we won the lotto. But a million bucks can't buy priceless moments. And a million people may not know us, but every one of them wants this gift we own. That is how to keep it real. How to never judge somebody by their steering wheel. Cause you know that motherfucker in that Ford Taurus could be the next motherfucker in that new Porsche. But like I said, it's hard to know where you headed when there's no destination. So until that day, just keep that Kells inside your playlist, man. This shit feels right. Hey Dub, hey Dre, hey Irv, you know it's our year, right? Ha! I'm sitting here in the middle of New York City, the night before I gotta turn my second album in. High than a motherfucker, drunk than a motherfucker, with my boys, and I'm thinking, damn, man. 5 years ago, we were dead broke chilling in Cleveland every day, and the next thing you know, people are calling us about record deals. And you know the crazy part is, Ashley rented this white Nissan Altima for me and Slim so we could drive out to New York. I think she had to work and shit or something like that, so she couldn't go. So we were gonna go out there to see what these labels were talking about. And I'm driving us there, but my license is suspended. So I tell Slim, I'm like, yo, I gotta pull over before we get to New York and switch. So you could drive in case we get pulled over, cause we got pulled over last time he went there. But you know, he had a license, so it made sense for him to drive. So cut to like 7.5 hours later, I pull over in this emergency lane, and right as I'm opening the door to switch with Slim, boom! This fucking car going full speed on the highway swerves off the road and smashed into us. Yo, I swear to God, I woke up, half my body's laying outside the car in a ditch, like 15, 20 feet away from where we just were. The car was totaled, the windows were smashed, it was cold as fuck, it was raining outside. But we were actually okay. I mean, my boy had to go to the hospital, you know, the ambulance came and shit. He ended up being all right. But our meetings with the record label started at 2. And we didn't have no car, and now we were stuck at a fucking hospital in New Jersey. So this dude that I ended up partnering with later on, his name's James McMillan, he comes and he gets us to these meetings and shit somehow, some way. I don't know if it was just because we just got in a crazy car crash and could have died a couple hours ago, but I'm in there and I'm like, you know what, I'm not feeling this shit, man. I'm not feeling this record label shit. And we drove back to Cleveland. Now I'm back in Ashley's mom's basement. I'm thinking about life, you know. I'm on a shit ton of Vicodin because the doctors at the hospital, you know, gave us some because we got in that car accident. And Ashley runs downstairs. She's like, yo, Kels, you're not gonna believe who wants to talk to you right now. I'm like, who? She's like, he's gonna call you in 30 seconds. Now, I guess when I was in New York, I had made some kind of noise because this dude named Byron, who ended up becoming my manager later on, took this video I had called Chip Off the Block over to Bad Boy and showed Harv Pierre. And Harv Pierre went and showed that video to a guy named Puff. So I answer my phone, depressed, down, fucked up, on Vicodin, and I hear,
please hold, I have Mr. Sean Combs for you.
I said, God damn, life's about to change, man. I felt it. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just that feeling, you know what I mean? I knew I was gonna be here, and now I'm here. Feel that, Lace up, Kels. Lace up, Kels. Farewell. Yeah. This that shit you bob your head to. This that brand new instrumental. I heard he put a city on. That boy, Kels.